Good morning. Good morning. My name is Lamo. Happy Sunday. Geshe-la will be here in a few minutes, and when he arrives, if you'll please stand out of respect for him and his teachings. We'll be saying some prayers in the white prayer book. They're at the end of the pew, if you're sitting in the pew, and we'll be saying some prayers on the first base sheet and the bottom of the next page at the first pink sheet. Geshe-la has asked me to remind everyone to please circumambulate the stupa that's outside the white little building with all the beautiful artwork on it. There are many Dharmakaya relics inside the stupa, which are the highest form of relics. Relics such as, the bones or the clothing of Buddha, so forth. Those are secondary relics. So the Dharmakaya relics are they're primary, and there are quite a few in there. So it is the cause for a lot of purification practice and merit. And also on the way, there are some prayer wheels outside along the building, and if you turn those clockwise, quite a bit of merit, because there are a lot of Chenrezig mantras, Om Mani Padme Hum mantras in them. Usually, Geshe-la starts with meditation practice. He's been doing that for several months now, maybe years. And last time, sometimes he'll talk about an excerpt from this book. It's Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life, which is, I think there might be a copy or two in the library, and I know there's some in the bookstore if you'd like one, but he has used this book for years. And also, he might mention a quote by Mother Teresa. So that's what he's been doing for the past couple weeks. And while we're waiting, if you don't mind, I'd like to read the prayer list, because we usually don't have time to read this. Prayers for happy rebirth. All those killed by natural and man-made disasters, all the Tibetans who have been killed or have taken their own lives in the struggle for religious freedom, Maya Angelou, Connie Estes, Paul Foyle, Bob Perrys, Oris Sopka and Ashley Hausenfriend, Alan Smith, Biddy the Cat, Gellick the Fish, Lorelei the Cat, Tari Soha the Tree Mouse. Job Search. Roseanne Barona, Joey Gooch, Jim Kay, Ashlyn Kloss, James Illick, Michelle Matich, Lindsay Piatti, Pooja, Greg Weaver, Sandy Wimbush. Prayers for Health and Well-Being. Kyabje Lama Zopa Rinpoche, Venerable Margaret McAndrew, Venerable Chirky Lamo, Venerable Losang Tsering. All those harmed by natural and man-made disasters. For the Tibetan people and for the Chinese authorities, may the nonviolent path lead to full reconciliation and religious freedom. Wayne Andrews, Lisa Baranski, Jim Barnes, Luce Barona, Narcisse Barona Sr., Roseanne Barona, Harvey Blum, Dimitri Diamandopoulos, Rita Dodrill, family of Paul Foyle, Diane Foreman and son Brad Wolf, Dorothy Gilbert, Richard Griffith, Dee Freeman and her daughter, Lily, Mildred Gooch, Francis Hayashi, Leslie and Joan Inman, Kenny Jackson and Buddy, Helen Kasanoff, Shanti and Kurt Latimer, Danny Love and family, R.M., Judy Martin and Andrea Martin, Sean McGarity and family, Tom McGinnity, Brian Miller, Sarah Miller, Barbara, Nivia, Dickie Lee Oldershaw, William Oliver, Nancy Osterhoff, Jay Pondia, Pierre Parento, family of Bob Perrys, Anne Papard, and her many cousins throughout the Ukraine, Aunt Polly, Eileen Rubin and family, Dr. Albert Sants, Jeannie Shario, Rosemary Cease, Sarai Shia, Roy Sorbit, Losam Toptim, Andre Zoltan Vass, Dion Washington, Pat Watts, Sandy Wimbush, Dorje and Kadro the Pigs, Jersey the Dog, Sasha the Dog. I forgot to mention that if you have cell phones, if you'd please put them on, turn them off or put them on mute so as not to disturb the teachings. If Geshe-la invites people to make a comment or, submit questions, if you would please wait for the handheld mic, because this session is, well, all the sessions are streamed on Sunday, and the people online can't hear you no matter how loud you are. They can't hear you at all. And, you know, they want to be part of the session. So if you could please wait for that. Okay. So if we can just sit and get our minds ready for the teachings, try to settle our minds for the busyness of getting here. So if you'll please turn to the first base sheet in the white prayer book. And we'll start by chanting Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra three times. And then the four measurables underneath that, we'll just say, read that in English. And then we'll chant the Tibetan version of the four measurables, which is right below that with all the musical notes. Taya ta om mune mune maha munaye soha. Taya ta om mune mune maha munaye soha. Taya Mahamunayesoha. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. Sentientam chede Vadam Deve Yudam Dempar Juchi the first pink sheet, and at the bottom, let's chant the two mantras, Chenrezig's mantra 8 times, and then Green Tara's mantra 7 times. Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Morning. So we'll do meditation. Okay, meditation. Begin with the meditation. So, before we do any meditation, so we because all of us we are sitting down, so should we sit down very comfortably. So then need to observe the mind, so see what kind of state of mind. Just observe your mind to see the state, like it's calm or is it like is disturbed, is calm, or is it neutral. Huh? So the reason behind that is very, very important to do good meditations with good mind. You know, it means like, at least the mind has to be neutral. If not the positive, the mind has to be neutral. So if the mind is very much disturbed, then also it's very, very difficult to generate positive thought. So this whole purpose of meditation is to generate positive thought. So it's very, very difficult to generate positive thought from the disturbing mind. So that's quite important in order to do good meditations. So first you sit down there comfortably, then just look at your mind, just observe your mind. So then, if you realize that your mind has been disturbed by something, so then when we do the breathing meditations, so when you're exhaling, so then please exhale a little bit forcefully and imagine that your disturbing mind, disappear in the space for good. Disappear your mind. The disturbing mind disappear in the space for good. So, you can breathe out of loving kindness. You can breathe in out of compassion. Someone that you know, some of your friend, family member, relatives, close friend, so if they are going through some difficulties, when you breathe in, you can imagine, taking away their sufferings, not out of stress, out of compassion. So when you take suffering out of compassion, so then there will be no negative impact on your mind at all. When you take something out of compassion, there's no negative impact on your mind at all. So then when you breathe out, then you send, you're like sympathy, empathy, loving kindness, care, your thought, your prayer, all of that. When you breathe out, you can send to them in the form of white light. So we need that white light touch them, completely free them from the suffering they are experiencing right now. So this also, breathing meditation can conjoin with Tonglen practice, giving and taking practice. When you breathe out, you give. When you breathe in, you take. Not only yourself, on this self-cherishing mind, which is considered as a chronic disease, has never been healed. So because of that, we sentient beings, we are suffering because of that self-cherishing thought or attitude or my way, highway, that kind of attitude. According to Mayana Buddhist Mayana teachings, so that is the source of all the sufferings that we experience in our day-to-day life. So when you take in suffering of your relative, family member, your friends, then you pile on that. So that needs to go sooner or later. That needs to go. Otherwise, as long as we remain the slave of that attitude, there will be no really happiness at all. So we must understand that. That's very, very important for your own happiness. very, very important. The self-cherishing thought is considered as a chronic disease. Because of that, we are sick. Because of the disease. So long as we don't heal that, then I think there will be not really happiness. So when you take in, not only yourself, when you take in out of compassion, not only yourself on that, this is very important, on that self-cherishing. You pile on that self-cherishing mind. If that self-cherishing mind gets hurt, that's good news. That's good news. That's not you. That's the source of all the sufferings. So then when you breathe out of loving-kindness. More precious thing that you can develop is loving-kindness, compassion. These are the most important things in our life for your happiness, for happiness of all other sentient beings. Not the religion. Not the religion, but the loving-kindness, compassion. These are the more important things in our life. If you have them, you don't need religions. You don't need religion at all. You don't need religions. You don't need prayer. You don't need to say prayer. You don't need to meditate. Because this is more most important things. We as a human, we can develop loving kindness, compassion. That's what we need. So more people with that, the world is going to be a better place to live. Even though you have no religion, it's absolutely fine. Absolutely fine. So we'll do this breathing meditation together. We'll breathe in and out so you can conjure the Tonglen practice, giving and taking practice. So then what we are going to do, we'll count our breath. Begin with exhale from nose. Inhale, one. You count one. Exhale, inhale, you can count two. So we see how long we can count. So that breathing meditation will make your mind calm and peaceful. That's exactly how to be within yourself. That's how exactly how to be present. To focus on something. So let's begin. Okay, let's do the breathing meditations. It begins with exhale from nose. If your mind has been disturbed, as I mentioned, then exhale a little bit forcefully. Imagine disturbing mind disappear in the space for good. Okay? Then when you inhale, then you count in your mind one, out in two, out in three. Okay? See if that makes your mind calm, peaceful. It's supposed to make your mind calm and peaceful. That's why we concentrate. Okay? We'll count as many as we can. Okay? It's hot. So if there's something we can do for suffering, so we must do. Maybe then so make sure everybody feels comfortable. Your happiness is important for all living beings. Yeah, not just for yourself. What do you think about breathing meditation? So there will be some difficulties, you know, there will be some, but it's very worth it. It's very worth it to put effort. I think it's worth it, you know, so even though it's kind of difficult, you know, so some of you are not familiar with sitting like this, but the point is here. So do you believe, do you think, not believe, do you think, concentrating on your breath in and out, will that make your mind calm? So according to ancient teachings, you know, Sande Chi Shi, Sande, there's concentrations, Chi Shi means concentration makes your mind calm. That's why we concentrate. In order to concentrate, so you have to have something to concentrate. Otherwise, you can just sit there, okay. Oh, I'm going to sit there, then you're not going to see anything. So what I will say, good luck. I will say good luck. It's not that easy, no? So I'm going to sit there, think nothing. It's not that easy. So, in the beginning, you know, so you can count, you know, 7, 14, 21, when you become good, 40, when you become good, 50, 60, 70, 80, then slowly 100,000, then 1,000,000. Can you imagine that you're sitting there, can you count your breath 1,000,000 times? I mean, how long you can sit there? Oh, so then it makes your mind. That's exactly how to be within yourself. That's exactly what it means. That's exactly how to be within or be present. So something to think about. No? So you can think beautiful garden. You can think, you know, beautiful waterfall. So the point is, now you can just think, oh, beautiful water, so now it's not good. And then if you keep moving, then it's distraction. It's distractions. So you need to choose one. I don't think I like that. I don't know. Then it's like, you're doing sitting meditations. Sitting meditation, that's all. From outside, it looks like you're meditating. But from inside, you are going all over the place. You are going to the flea market to checking out what they sell. So your body is here, but your mind is in the flea market, going around. You know, so maybe checking through the correct list what they're giving anything free. Right? So be within. You know, be within. The point. It makes you calm. It makes your mind peaceful. It calms you down. So only reason that you are not calm down is because you are thinking too much. Not just you. We are thinking too much. That's why we can't calm down. So if you are thinking just one thing, that's the way to calm down. That's the way to make your mind. That's the way to make yourself calm. This is the way to make your mind peaceful. You are thinking one, and not many. You are thinking one. You are thinking that, you know, then very, with a fresh mind. You are thinking that one thing with a fresh mind. In this case, you are just thinking of your breath, breathing in and out. You are counting out in. Eventually, then this has to be very normal. And also we do breathe in and out. How many times? 21,000 times a day. We breathe in and out 21,000 times a day. It is correct. I never count. Maybe you are welcome to count. So that's what they say in the text. We breathe in and out 21,000 a day. So whole goal, why we concentrate? Because I want to experience peaceful mind, that's all. Not because you come to Kadamba Center. Not because you're Buddhist. Nobody says you have to count your breath. Nobody says you have to concentrate. Nobody says you are free. Whatever you want to do, you are free to choose. But they say it is beneficial. If you concentrate, it'll make your mind calm and peaceful. That's what they say. It's beneficial. So then you can find out, you know, so in order to find that out, so you need to concentrate. Sunday Chishi. Lo Yi told, then wisdom liberates. Wisdom liberates. Not just simple faith or mere reciting prayers. The wisdom need wisdom. So the wisdom, where wisdom come from? Wisdom come from knowledge. No knowledge, no wisdom. No wisdom, no solution, no liberation. So, so not just wisdom, they also need compassion. No, if just wisdom, then you are going to be trapped. Just compassion, then you are going to be trapped. Wisdom and compassion both, then you have two wings, then you can fly. You can fly over the ocean of suffering. You can fly over the ocean of suffering easily. Because you have two wings, compassion and wisdom. They are considered as two wings. So that's exactly how you explain. If somebody asks you, oh, do you know anything meditation? You can say, okay, I know breathing meditations. Why you concentrate on your breathing out? That's exactly where to be within yourself. Now the job. First step, now the job, be within yourself. So now second step is how long? How long you can be within yourself? How long? Then third step, then they're talking about object. Are you seeing the waterfall very clearly? Or is it like kind of fuzzy? Are you seeing that very clearly? Yeah, eventually there will be no difference seeing from your naked eye the waterfall and seeing from your mental eye. There will be no difference at all. You can see them very crystal clear. So see, some people, they can spend so many hours. They just create something beautiful in their mind. They just create something beautiful. You know? Like a whole, what we say, pure land, they create, you know, the mandala. That's what it is. Mandala, that's what it is. And you go through some text, you know, that's where you built, you know. It's not just fuzzy. It's crystal clear. You are the only one who is seeing that. Then you know they do all kind of practice, go inside that, all kind of practice. This all require concentration. Without concentration, visualizing something, space before you, no, it's not going to be practical. No, it's just going to be imitations. Imitation? Yeah. So please try. No, try if your mind is not settled, not calm, very much disturbed, what you should do, you should concentrate. That's what they say. Sunday Chishi. When you look at the practice of six professions, last two professions, number five is profession of concentrations. Number six is profession of wisdoms. Wisdom. Then, as I mentioned before, eventually it has to be very natural. In the beginning, though, you may end up like, that's okay. But eventually it has to be very natural. Whenever that other thought comes, don't follow them. So your job is, this next 5 minutes, is to count, breath in and out, in and out, with, you know, like please do that happily. Require joyful effort, no? So we do so many things, and how many times we do them happily. So, when we are a kid, when we are very young, we do almost everything very happily. Happy to run around, happy to, you know, like, even though it bothers some other people, they have no intention, they just want to play. That's all they want to. They just want to play. They just want to have a good time. So when we grow up, we become so educated, so sophisticated, so serious, don't know how to enjoy life at all. No good. They see, we see, but we create so much stories, they don't. It's like, as a person who cannot talk, what do you call? Mute. When they have dream, they can talk. They can explain their dream. It's like that. The difference between, we used to be like that. We see things, but we never create a story. We just enjoy as they are. When you grow up, so much be generated. So then, we judge. We create stories. Story after story. So now benefit, please share, So this meditation with your friends, if they want to do some meditation, explain to them, the reason behind concentrations. So then, as I mentioned, it's very important to do happily, not just do. So as I mentioned, nobody says you have to do meditation. Nobody. So when you do it well, means do it happily. Happy to say Om Mani Padme Hum. Happy to say Om Tare Tadatare Swaha. Happy to say prayer. Happy to meditate. So then, begin with the happiness. The process is kind of doing happily, then end with happiness. That's good. Happy to do, happy to clean, happy to wash, happy to clean house. I'm not sure how many people are happy to clean their house. But it can be done, it can be done. See, very simple act. You may think, this doesn't. Sweeping my floor, cleaning my kitchen doesn't look like meditation. That's wrong. Meditation doesn't have to be, you have to sit like this. This can be just sitting, doing nothing, or wasting your time. But it looks like meditation, but that's called sitting position. It doesn't call meditation. It's called sitting positions. As I mentioned, squirrel can sit also. And the very uncomfortable place, small branch, we cannot sit there. But they sit there very comfortable. Sometimes they go like this. Looks like sitting, maybe it's called sitting. Squirrel. You all see squirrel. All of a sudden they jump there, they just go like, sometimes, not all the time, sometimes they go, I'm not sure what they're thinking. Then once in a while they clean their nose. They have tail to put on, they have umbrellas. Looks much better, but we don't have that. the rabbit, also can sit there a long time. Look at the eye doesn't move. So some bird, bird can sit there on one leg, close their eyes a long time. So these are all sitting positions. So they have the same sitting positions. If we are not careful, then our meditation become chicken meditation. Nothing to think. So then that's not meditation. Meditation means making your mind familiar with something that you are not familiar. Concentrating. So then good. Then you can be fresh because you are thinking of something rather than thinking nothing. Okay. So it's a very simple act, you know, simple act, cleaning room, that can be meditation too. It's not just dishes, you know, I'm cleaning because last week I'm suffering, I'm experiencing pain of anger, pain of attachment, pain of jealousy. I'm cleaning that with this simple twist in your thinking. So Papa Lam Jung, you know, Papa Lam Jung, there's in the Jataka stories, the Papa Lam Jung, the way he enlightens, you know, simply sweeping the monastery courtyard, sweeping. Looks like not, doesn't look like he's not saying prayer, he's not setting up altar, he's just sweeping the floor. That's how he get enlightenment. Just sweeping the floor. It's not just dust. This is the dust of anger, this is the dust of attachment, this is the dust of jealousy. That's what he's thinking, no? So, then I think Buddha, you know, takes him like months and months just to memorize one syllable. For example, if he say Om, Om, Ah, when he say Om, he forgot Ah. When he say Ah, he forgot Om. Took like 3 months to just to memorize these two words, Om, Ah. This is not exact word, but I don't remember exact word, but just example. So, then Buddha told him, okay, now how is about sweeping the monastery courtyard? You know, maybe, then he sweeps slowly. Probably he realized, you know, what he's doing is something very important, that he's cleaning his mind. So then after that, you know, Buddha asked him to teach in one group. So that group kind of got upset because he is not well known scholar within the community. They think, oh, Buddha's looking down on us. See, the person he's sending us to teach, know nothing. So they just purposely built very, very high throne. There's no way he can get on the throne because this is very high. So then the Papa Lamjo, when he came and he analyzed high motivation behind high throne, he analyzed, he realized right away, wrong intentions. Somehow nobody saw, because he extended his hand like elephant nose, nobody saw something happen, then all of a sudden he's on the throne. Then he said to them, you know, that dupong chimabong, dupong means clean the dust and clean the stain. Stain. He said these two words, the explanation of these two words, no, 3 months is not long enough to explain these two words. That's what I learned. So, the Papa Lam Jung. So, in America, nobody really likes to clean their house. You could get enlightened. No joking, seriously. You could get enlightened. See, okay. I got enlightened just cleaning my office. John got enlightened. It can be in the Lamrim Jataka stories. North Carolina, John from North Carolina got enlightened cleaning office. Very possible, you know. It's all here. Not much else, it's all here. So today I would like to read some here from the this is Nyingje Chumbala Toba Tebe Tsikji Jabda Jidas 108 stanza praising to compassion. Not to Buddha, praising to compassion. So just want to read one verse, okay, one stanza. This, it has 108 stanza, praising to compassion. Kangji, not here, so first let me say something from other books. That book is written by Chandrakirti, that one of the Indian master, talks about this called middle way. Talks about mainly talks of emptiness. Okay, Buddhist view of emptiness. So beginning of that the second stanza. Very beginning say Nyenji Sanjay Tuanches. Nyenji Sanjay Tuanches. So Nyenji, there's one group of people, one group of practitioner called Nyenji, means no, they listen from Buddha, then they practice. Nyenji Sanjay Ding. So they already heard so many teachings, so now they go to wilderness. It's called them self realizer. So they just go in the wilderness and meditate. Self realizer, and they generate, you know, the realization by themselves, called self realizer. So another group, Sanjay Dina, Tuwa, then Buddha, Chajimun Buddha. Sanjay, then Buddha, Chanju Sempa, Buddha Sarava, Ninja Sempa. So all of that produced by who? Produced by compassion. So, compassion is like the medicine that is capable to eliminate 100 different diseases simultaneously. 100 different diseases simultaneously. So it's very, very important, you know. Compassion is easy to learn, but not easy to develop. Emptiness is very difficult to study, very difficult to learn. When you meditate, easy to understand compared to compassion. Oh? Compassion is so easy to learn, but when it comes to a practical level, it's not that easy to develop. Emptiness is so difficult to understand, but when once you understand, when you meditate on that, it's not that difficult to realize emptiness. That's what they say. So what Chandrakirti, what he said in his book, Madhyamanga Avatara, the middle way, something, in English I'm not sure what it's called, middle way, something. You can read, you can fill the blank, middle way, something. So it says it here, so I already translated that, a lot of books there. Kangshi tsenyi jyawe lokdo punzo di jyawe lokdo jyawa means no enlightenment. When we say enlightenment, should not think, oh, it's somewhere there. We are talking about our own enlightenment. No? We are taking refuge, the very object we are taking refuge that we are going to become someday. We are going to become. It's not like we are taking refuge in something that we never become like that. It's not like that. The very object you are taking refuge, that you have no wish to become like that, and eventually you become like that. Or it's only a matter of time. Or eventually, I think every being will enlighten. Do you believe? All of us will go enlighten. Only a matter of time. Yeah. So because we have potentials, what we call Buddha natures, whatever you call. So anyway. Enlightenment means like jyawe lokdo punzo, lokdo punzo, lokdo means fruit. Not just fruit, excellent fruit. So that means, that includes happiness, your happiness. Enlightenment, that's like the highest level of happiness. So all include all your happiness, you know, from beginning to end, all the happiness. It's like beautiful fruit, or garden, you can say a flower, doesn't matter. So if they say fruit, you can say a garden, you can say a tree, you can, whatever you can say, beautiful flowers. So consciously, Javel or the Buddha, the Savior, and the Pelachini, so now what is required to have beautiful flower in your garden? What is required? If you just sit down there, just wish, oh, I wish to have beautiful rose, but you didn't plant the rose. I don't think the rose will come automatically there. So you need to plan what you need. You need fertilize, I'm not sure in here there's so many different kinds of fertilizer. So you buy so many things, and when you go to the garden store, there's vitamin for fruit, the vitamin, all kind of food. Food. Well, isn't it amazing that you have food for flour? Wow, wow, wow. So, medicine, vitamins. Wow, wow, wow. Very fortunate. All the fruit are very fortunate too. All the plant flowers, very fortunate. They're born in America, very fortunate. If they're born in India or Nepal, no food. Because no, there's not enough food for people. So one of my friends, so he came with me to India. So in Maharashtra, we do have cat and dog, but their dog, cat goes everywhere. You know, wherever they get food, they go there. So so we have one cat. So this dog. So then somehow the local people kidnap the dog. Kidnap or steal dog. So then he and that some of my students, they went to the local village. Finally, they saw the dog. So they're asking money. So they end up giving 100 rupees, something that they give the dog. So anyway, so now his idea about how the dog should be treated, because of course he's American, you know, so he's from America, like fortunate is a place. So in their perception of a dog is totally different. Then he said, okay, probably need to give him some treat. So we went to the small town asking treat. People look at him. There's no treat for dog at all. There's no store. So what they're giving some kind of cookie or biscuit or the all kind of, you know, Indian goodies. So dog treat. There's no treat. So anyway, so he ordered from America. So I didn't say anything because he's doing this by good heart, so what I can say. So it came all the way from America, treat, bag of treat for the dog. Somehow that dog has karma to get treat from America. I'm not sure how they're created, I'm not sure. But anyway, so what is required? Consciously, develop the punzo, the saber, and the pella, children, the saber, seed. Right, first seed on seven, chew, water, fertilizer. So that these are very critical conditions in order to have beautiful flower in your garden. So what is that? There's no compassion. The beginning is very important. In the middle, when the process is very important. In the end, in order to have, you know, what is a in order to fruit to ripen, the water, all this plays a very important role. So compassion, is so important. That's all we need. You know, that's all we need. You know, we need more compassionate human being. So to generate, you know. So as I mentioned before, so no religions. Person with compassion does not need religions. No. If the religion helps you to increase that compassion, then it's good. That's good. Other than that, you know, see, very, very unfortunately, see what is happening now in Iraq. You know, religion is not doing good. It's not doing good. If all those people have compassion, there will be no war. No war. Simply you care about that person because that person is struggling, suffering, that's all. See? It's not like American, it doesn't matter, it's American, Tibetan, doesn't matter. So compassion, you know, compassion I think is very, very important. So we must study what is compassion, how to develop, why we develop, why we should develop, you know, why we should develop, what is compassion, how to develop, you know, why is it good for me? This is strength. So, you know, as I say, taking out of something difficulties, out of compassions, there will be no negative impact on your mind at all. So that's the key. That's the key to success. Compassion is the key to success. Compassion is the key to all our happiness. So believe or not. So that's what we need. If you know. So then you can say, you know, if somebody asks, you know, what's your religion, you can say compassion. My religions. That's the best religions. You know, so nobody argues. Nobody will lose their life because of compassion. Nobody will lose. So there's something we can develop. We human really can develop. We can think. You know. So then, therefore, the Four Noble Truths, the teaching of the Buddha, Four Noble Truths, the first truth is very, very critical. You know, so in order to develop compassion, so we have to understand the Four Noble Truths. We must study, you know, the truth of suffering. Otherwise, compassion doesn't reach far enough. Simply, our understanding of suffering doesn't go very deep. So just want to share that with you from Chandrakirti in Madhyamaka Avatar text. Chandrakirti, that's the one. Just want to share. Compassion is like seed. Say your happiness is like beautiful flower, beautiful garden. So compassion now is the seed. There's the water. There's the fertilizer. And here in America, there's vitamin, food, whatever. You have all different kind of things to, you know, to help the flower to grow. So then, you know, all of that is compassion. Compassion is the main thing. So now, then from here, I want to read one stanza, then I'll stop. Putu mangyang nave purushe. If someone has many children, if someone has a lot of children, many children, many means more than one, many children. Putu maya nave purushe. If one of those children is sick, ill, many labor symptoms, mom will give more attention. The mom is not going to abandon simply because you are sick, you are not healthy. So that idea, I'm not doing very well, so maybe I know somebody is going to punish me, this all wrong idea. You know, they never ever punish people at all, never ever. Day and night they have been thinking about your happiness. If you are not doing well, they have more compassion. Or saying, they don't like you. That's totally misunderstanding of power or whatever you say. You don't understand Buddha. No. If you are Christian, you don't understand Jesus. You don't understand God. If you are Buddhist, you don't understand Buddha. Buddha never ever punished any living beings. Particularly the beings that are not doing very well. So they have more compassion, you know, because what they want, they want us to be success. They want us to be happy. Oh? So day and night, you are daily cherished by all these enlightened beings. Bodhisattva, you have been daily cherished by them, no matter what you do. That's why they get enlightened. That's why they develop compassion. Oh yeah. So this Veda, I think this is helping me. So I hope it will help you. Pudu Maya Nayapu many sakpa symptoms. So you are desperate for some love, some compassion, and thinking, oh, I don't deserve love, or maybe Buddha don't like me because I. This is all your perceptions. Not true. Not true. Why is it not true? Because they have compassion. They have karuna. They have great compassion. What's the definition of compassion? When they see someone's not doing well, so they exactly like that. Mom, couple of child, one child's very sick, mom put more attention, more energy. Doesn't bend the symbol, you are not healthy. Pudu maya nayapu many lava sindushi. Chuni kanshi nyam tapis. Chu means you. Nyam tapis not doing well, not maybe all kind of problems in your mind. Dravatela Chechen says, particular to dead beings, their compassion is more. They have more compassion. See? All the enlightened beings, all the divine beings, they never ever punish people at all. No? They just love. They just love. Because they are full of love, full of compassion. They never look down for anybody, any beings. No matter what you do, they still want you to be successful. They still want you to be well, like mother whose child is not feeling well. The mom still want the child to feel better. So mom will do anything for that. Similar, enlightened being will do anything. So, this is the reason I'm saying this, because we are not, we do make mistakes, so sometimes instead of purifying them, so you become victims of that, your mistake. So that's unfortunate. There could be, idea could be based on your belief, or somebody says something. In the end, no matter what kind of circumstance, they love us, not just one time, day and night. So, because of that, so we are daily cherished by day and night by all these enlightened beings and Bodhisattva. They want us to be success. If you are happy, that's the best offering you can give to them. That's the best offering. Much, much better than material offerings, giving some money, some food. So because of that, it makes sense we must try to be happy. Whatever ways we can think. So this is very important. Otherwise, it does not make them angry, it makes them sad. It doesn't make them angry, it makes them sad. It's not good to make them sad because they think about you all the time. Dravatela, chuni kanshi nyamtapa. Nyamtapa means, spiritual wise, you are not doing very well. Mundane wise, you are not doing very well. So, it's called nyamtapa. It's like, nyamtapa, that's the word for that. Dravatela, that particular dead being, chechese, means there's a chamber, big, then is here, large, compassion, 2x compassion. They have 2x compassion. So you have extra compassion, okay? So that's the compassion. That's the compassion. So, something to feel good about, So we should never ever feel, oh, nobody loves me, nobody cares for me. That's not true. That's not true. They do care, So, so that's all I want to say now. Time is over. So please, think about compassion. That's very important, Once you have compassion, when you become a compassionate being, it's good for your health, good for your mind, good for your happiness. So that's what we need. So that's why I become monks. I take vows. So then whatever I try to do, so then I always tell myself, do it happily. Happy to do. If I'm not happy to do, I don't do. Why I do? Better to listen to some music, watch TV, or do something else. So I try all my best, you know, so tell myself, remind myself, happy, not just do, so make sure that I'm happy to do. Happy to do. So then when I do, you know, so, you know, it's happy. It's happy. So then it becomes habit. It becomes habit. Happy to clean, you know, happy to anything. We do things every day. Every day. So then, you know, so that's called joyful effort. It's not just effort. It's joyful effort. No? Joyful effort. So see, then it's good. So then, you know, then you become happy, you know. So that's not just doing it, just happy to do. You know, so need to try. You know? It's not automatic. It's not automatic, but need to try. Need to try, okay. That's all I want to say. So, and thank you. So have a nice weekend. So now you are free to go. So I have to stay. There's another class. Probably I'll say some prayer. Okay, maybe take 2 minutes. Some of them for your health. You know, just merely hearing the mantra. So I've been doing this. You know, since a couple of people approach. You know, their kids having suicidal thoughts. Heartbreaking, so there's nothing really I can do. So then since then, you know, I keep reciting those mantras, just simply some of those mantras, simply hearing them will prevent from untimely death. So then, you know, there's a number of mantras, some of them for your health, you know, for health. Long, healthy, happy life. Not miserable life, long, happy life. Take 2 minutes, okay?
Om namo bhagavate bhagavate guru bhinuya tambarada yadada gadaya arahate samya sambudaya teyadam bhagavate bhagavate maham bhagavate bhagavate rada sammukat. Om namo bhagavate bhagavate guru bhinuya tambarada yadada gadaya arahate samya sambudaya teyadam bhagavate bhagavate maham bhagavate bhagavate rada sammukat. So gavadi yajudasa sade minam dujana novachi jambale bachishya sadam gavasha. Chinchin Thank you.